Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope your cake's up. London with the beach, yeah, we go so in. Got my girl with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hotel chilling, yeah, she's sweet. Got the pain in the koozie up in the suite. Taking pics with the side chick, ooh, delete. I bet you wondering how I keep it all so neat. Yeah. Back in the days, 14 years. Going all blunt time, yes, no fears. Went on a vacay, yes, it was a teaser. Later found out she was going to Ibiza.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Pump Heads. I am your host, Lara Marie Shane Halls, and with me today is my friend, Michael Sherman.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it feels so weird to be on a podcast. This is probably like this. I did my friend's podcast a few years ago. Hi, everyone.
So you're slightly a podcast virgin.
Yes, I very much so. But yeah, welcome. I was so nervous to do this.
Yeah, but you know what? I figured you're a natural. You are a talker and you have opinions. Mm-hmm. So that's really all you need. The bar to entry, the barrier to entry of podcasting is exquisitely low.
That is very true.
So that's working in your favor.
Great. And it's just about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
so.
It could not be more low stakes, I assure you. You are also a Halloween Kills head.
Oh, yeah.
And you sent me a featurette of Kyle Richards that I watched before you came over, and it just made me even more excited for Halloween Kills.
I'm so excited. I rebooked tickets to go see it.
I love it. So you're going tomorrow opening night.
I'm going Friday night opening at the Grove, night. 7 p.m.
Perfect.
I am so excited. I really hope the audience screams. Like,
I think they will.
You and Carrie were talking on a recent podcast about like horrible audiences at movies. I want everyone to be really loud at this one.
In a horror movie like this one, it's appropriate to be boisterous and like participate. There's like a call and response kind of mentality that I think works really well in those situations.
If Kyle dies in it, which I have a feeling she will.
Didn't they show her death in a trailer?
I think so. But I think someone to scream goodbye, Kyle.
You know that all the Kyle heads are going to be out in full force seeing this movie.
She needs to win an Oscar for this. It's her movie.
She's bringing
I think, a huge quotient of people to the theater that would otherwise not see a movie like this.
100%. Did you see Kathy's outfit at the premiere?
No. What was it?
She wore a hunky-dory doctor suit, and she had a little tray of like medicine and stuff, or maybe it was dentistry stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which makes more sense. That makes a lot of sense.
It was really fun.
God, I love those sisters.
They're the best.
Kyle is actually also a great actress, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, she brings it, and her on-set professionalism seemed at a high level, and I really enjoyed seeing Jamie Lee Curtis hug her and carry her in the featurette that you sent. I loved it.
I also loved when they showed her going into a swamp or a lake and the alligators. I want to see Kyle fight an alligator.
I want to see Kyle. Thankfully, we're maybe hopefully on the other side of COVID, but I hope that a big part of Housewives of Beverly Hills is just following Kyle's burgeoning second act acting career.
I love it. I want her. I want to see her movie career go off. I want to see more of Garcelle on The Talk. No, mm-hmm. That's The Talk.
It is The Talk. Oh, The Real.
Yeah.
Why are they all called The View, The Real, The Talk? Yeah.
I know there's a lot.
It's too many. Yeah, I want to see that too. I'm excited for that to branch out into the post-COVID landscape of some of our favorite ladies.
I know. I just want to see. I want the best for Kyle.
Me too. I root for her. I don't always trust her, but I always root for her.
Same.
Let's get into this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules, because there's a lot to discuss. First and foremost, how are you feeling about the season so far?
Well, especially after last night's episode, nothing really happened.
A lot happened.
But drama-wise,
It was a pretty, low drama episode.
And there was no Lisa.
Which I always appreciate. I think Lisa brings Vanderpump Rules down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't think that she organically fits into their lives anymore. So it always just seems we had to film a scene with Lisa. Yeah. She doesn't care about these people. Maybe the Tom she does because her money's tied to them. Yeah. But everyone else is just she has no place.
Yeah, I do. It's funny. You're going to be so disappointed, but I started Vanderpump Rules in season 4.
Wow.
I never even watched the first 3 seasons until a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when I started listening to your podcast.
Okay. I'm glad that I brought you to the dark side.
Yeah, I listened to that. I've listened to Pump Podcast. I listened to... Wow.
Okay, so you're a real head. You've gone deep.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, but for some reason, yours is just the easiest one for me to just to put on when I listen to it when I take a shower.
I love to hear it.
I know. When I am brushing my teeth, I'm playing it. It's just easy to put on.
Great.
And stuff. So I'm a fan. this season's, it's different, obviously.
It's very different. Do you watch Summer House?
I do.
Okay, yeah. It has this very Summer House flavor to it with all the... I mean, with them staying in a rental house in the past couple episodes, but with the games that they play and the dressing up, which I think is kind of a brilliant move because it does reveal a lot about people's personalities to put them in that situation. And if there's no drama that's organically going to happen, I guess the next best thing is just let's just make them all do a fashion show or we'll have them all go to Coachella or whatever.
Yeah, and I do feel the name, though, feels a little off. Why is it Vanderpump Rules still? I know that that's...
Why was it ever Vanderpump Rules, though? That if you really think about the name Vanderpump Rules, what does it mean?
That everyone in the Vanderpump Empire is awesome? But are they?
Or... you really took a positive read on that.
I know.
Because I was going to say, everyone in the Vanderpump Empire is ruled by Lisa and Lisa only.
Yeah. That makes sense, too.
But,
Well, they all depend on her.
Yeah, they all depend on her and what she says rules.
Yeah.
I view it as very, negative. They're under her thumb. But as the show's gone on... it means less and less and less until it ultimately has become a very meaningless, strange name to call a television series.
I know. And with so many people gone, which it was hilarious at your live show when you were asking Ariana for like, give us the deets on like anything. And either you or Carrie was like asking a lot of, is there new cast members? And she was basically, all she kept going back to was Brock.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I was like, I bet you there's no new cast members, and there are not.
Yeah, and Brock, though, I would say, is fulfilling.
Yes.
He's filling a void. Yeah. And at first, like last week, I was really into him, and then this week, I'm like, uh-oh. Like, I'm worried for Shishu.
She truly is the queen of the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think this show runs on Sheena's back. I'm sure, I know you've talked about it, and there was that whole Cut article, I think.
It always has, and it always will.
What, and her YouTube channel.
Her YouTube channel is the gift that keeps on giving.
Like, her 25-minute YouTube videos.
Her vlogs.
Her vlogs. Like, I'm like, Sheena, you're going to become the next, like... star influencer. She one time, I think, I don't know if she still has it, but at the end of her videos, she puts like a certain percentage of you guys are viewing them but not subscribing, so please remember to subscribe.
Whoa, she's like, into calling out. That's very Dawn Dorland bad art friend vibes.
That's like if you went on like this podcast at the end and was like, a certain percentage of you guys are listening but you're not like subscribing.
God, I don't even have like, I don't think I even have the access to that kind of data. But to those of you who are listening right now and you're not subscribing, subscribe. I know you better fucking subscribe. And also, if those of you are listening who are not rating and leaving a comment, only positive comments, no negativity, please.
I know. And I'm going to get on that too. Speak on behalf of the fans. This podcast, I should just note that I got to meet Laura through a mutual friend. But regardless, I was a fan for a year or two before I got to meet Laura. And you have fulfilled every single expectation after having listened to this.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
It's very true. I was in a very like sad place, just with like going through a breakup and whatnot, and came across the podcast on Twitter, and it made me laugh so much.
Good.
It like put me through, like, you guys were saying a lot of things that I wouldn't probably not say publicly for me, but it was very comforting. It felt like I was just gabbing with friends.
Well, good. That's why we do what we do. We just want everyone to be laughing and feel joy.
Thank you for your service.
So mission accomplished. You're exactly. So welcome. I'm like, well, I retired now.
I know. I was about to say this.
If only that review came with like a full lifelong retirement fund. I could just pack up my gear and go to Hawaii. Yeah,
give you call her daddy numbers.
Yeah, I know. Where is my 60 million Spotify deal?
I know. It'll come.
I know.
It'll
come. Just give it some time.
Alex Cooper, if you're listening to this, come on the Sexy Unique Podcast.
I know.
Podcast.
Come on the pod.
Yeah.
So this starts out, this episode, with a preparations for a pickleball tournament. And I just recently learned what pickleball even is. What is your pickleball knowledge?
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even think I paid attention to the game well enough to even know how to play it.
Just like, it's more low stakes tennis with like paddles, I guess. I love Charlie like crying to her boyfriend on the phone, which I was like, I'm obsessed with Charlie crying because the way I envision her coming into this season is like she was a newbie last season and it was a very different premise for the show.
Yeah.
It was like you work at Sir, you like go out, you guys have drama with each other and like you're not really having to step outside of the comfort zone of your day-to-day lives all that much. Like you live, we film. And now it's like you have to do all these activities and we're going to film you and you like have to show up. So like if you're hungover, you still have to like go play pickleball. And I see Charlie and Katie especially really struggling with these. And it makes me feel a lot of joy.
I know. It's so funny because I love Charlie. And every time I see her, I constantly think if she was on like season one or two, think of how messy her storylines would be.
Mm-hmm.
I think like when I first met her, I was like, oh, she's going to bring like the messiness in the best way possible. And she's bringing good content, but it's definitely a different kind of like polished messiness.
Yeah. And I think she's more aware now.
Because the show is bigger.
Than when she started and the show is bigger. Yeah. But interesting to see them all have to be like put through this like new series of Squid Games.
I know. I have a note on my phone saying who would win Squid Games.
Oh my God. That's a good question. I could see Lala getting pretty far.
I agree.
Yeah. She's competitive. I think she would have no problem. Like,
she'd win the tug of war.
Yeah, she and I think Rand, I don't know how far Rand would get. Tom Schwartz, he would either win by just like a random stroke of true luck, or he'd be one of the first to go.
I don't think he would get far through the sugar one where you had to like lick the...
Oh, yeah.
He would pick the umbrella.
He could pick the umbrella, yeah. And then he would... He also is like so fragile... And nervy that I don't know if he would just even be able to like have the stamina. Like his heart might give out mid sugar.
Yeah. Ariana would get far.
Yeah. Ariana would get far. I think Sandoval would probably get far.
Yeah.
Who else? Jax would be, he would get far, but his downfall would be much like during like the glass. He's like the gangster.
He's 100% like, the gangster. And
he would definitely kill, he might kill Schwartz. Like he would start killing friends of his to like get further in the game. But ultimately he would be taken out by like fault of his own ego.
Yeah. I think, do you think Stassi would be like that woman who clings to the gangster guy, or no, because she's too popular. So I don't think she would be, because that woman was an outcast.
Yeah, that woman was an outcast. I mean, I could see that woman and the gangster were very Brittany and Jax energy. So, and I could see Brittany taking Jax out with him and like being like, rotten hail as they fall down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their idea of romance.
And,
romantic.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Stassi might be able to get far. I think Dodie could get really far.
Yes.
Because she's just so intense. Oh, wait. She's kind of like she reminds me of like the model-y girl with the brother.
Yeah.
She has Dodie vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, that model-y girl who I looked up. She has like 19 million on Instagram.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're all blowing up.
Yeah, because of that. Wow. Good for her.
I know.
Who are we not? Sheena, unfortunately, I don't think would get very far in Squid Game.
I think she'd do the... I red light, green light, because like that one really got a lot of people out. I think she would... So I think she could do that. I think most of them could do red light, green light, maybe. Mm-hmm. Just because that's that. But the sugar, I think the sugar would fuck a lot of them up.
Katie, I don't know how far Katie would get in Squid Games.
Yeah.
It just is not maybe in the cards for her.
Yeah.
But she and Schwartz both, I think that they would be out pretty early.
Yeah. I think Sandoval would be really invested.
But I could see him. I could see him being really good. But then during the sugar, like one tiny crack happens or something. Like it would be one tiny thing like that. That would be just like devastating to watch him.
Like, I want this. I want.
Vanderpump Rules Squid Games edition.
Yeah, but maybe no death.
Lisa, actually, for season 10, if they just keep going down this road, which is basically like Squid Games light, they should really consider like season 10 just doing a full-blown Squid Games, bring back all the people that were fired, and then have them all compete.
That would be incredible.
Ratings would go through the roof. Bravo, if any of you guys are listening, this is a free idea from me to you.
I love it.
Okay, cracked the code. James is very ready for pickleball.
I wrote that I liked his hair.
Yeah, his hair is looking good. He's looking cute this app. Katie is mad that Tom Sandoval steamrolls Schwartz. And that's going to be a theme throughout this episode.
That word was used so many times in this episode. I'm going to sound like either really dumb. Can you define steamroll?
I guess you just kind of like override everything someone brings up or says.
Yeah, just because the amount of times they use that word, I think
they've just discovered that as like, it feels very much like a therapy word that one of them just discovered. So they're mainly Katie. So now it's going to be used over and over.
Yeah, that's the word of the season.
Her grasp on the English language is tenuous at best.
What does she do for
a living besides
the show? Because everyone else you see all their, she has a pod, doesn't she have a podcast? I haven't listened.
I think she still does. I don't know. I never listened to it. I mean, that's a great question.
Yeah. Katie, tell us, what do you do?
Yeah. I want her to do something. Yeah. I've turned a total corner with Katie where I used to be like totally anti like her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And now I very much root for her and I hate Tom Schwartz so much. Like I want them to break up so bad.
Their edit, they are not getting a good edit.
No, and he is truly sucking the life out of her. And you've seen the film Mother.
Yeah.
He is mothering her. Like her life force dies little by little, day by day, until she will be a shell of herself.
I saw her at the Grove once, just strutting it, like walking. She's beautiful.
Stunning.
Person. I'm like, Katie, you can get like, okay, Tom Schwartz is very
He
hot.
Is also very handsome in person, but he's lacking in every department. Like, looks are the only thing he really has going for him at this point. She's got to cut him loose.
Yeah. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Schwartz goes, do I listen to my wife? Do I value what she has to say? And then kind of doesn't really answer that question, which tells you everything that you need to know about their relationship.
It makes me really sad.
It's so deeply sad.
It's like really dark.
Yeah, it's like borderline abusive.
Yeah.
There's something, it's like a mental, he's mind gaming with her kind of, or there's just so much resentment, I think, bubbling under the surface.
Yeah.
Both of them have it towards each other.
Yeah.
I think she wishes he was more of like a take charge kind of man about things. And I think he wishes that he were too, because then he wouldn't have to be married to a woman that like has to do everything for him.
Yeah.
She says, you're laxy-daisy about this instead of lackadaisical.
Oh, Katie.
It's a hard word, but.
Yeah. Was she the one who also said Oko Yono?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, is she on pills or is she just like sun drunk and a little bit drunk or like what's going on?
Well, maybe she's drinking a lot of Truly because that is should be the sponsor of the episode.
Yeah, they are really guzzling Truly.
And Coors was like full blown everywhere.
I'll bet they get at least Coors for free.
Yeah. Also, why, especially
Tony? Tony is just crawling onto Michael. Tony.
Oh my God. Tony's like a little human.
I know.
I was going to say that. I noticed on this show and a lot of reality shows, they always have so much water and like just drinks on their nightstands.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that like a thing in real life? Because I don't think I've ever had like 7 water bottles on my nightstand.
I don't have those either. And I think it's maybe like they're just staying. I haven't noticed what their water nightstand vibe is like in their own homes, but definitely when they're at hotels, they err on the side of many beverages.
Then again, I feel like I've done that where like you drink half a water bottle and then like you get another free one. And
yeah. And they probably have like endless craft services.
Yeah.
Especially on like a set like this where it's hot in Palm Springs.
Yeah. When was this filmed? Like May?
Must have been summertime.
Yeah, because I feel like I feel like LA hadn't fully opened yet.
No, I think that's probably why they could do something like the Coachella setup because the Polo Field's like just excited to have something going on.
Yeah, they're giving them money.
Yeah. Randall's assistant has come with him out to Palm Springs, and I really feel for Sean, the assistant to Randall Emmett.
Who was, I thought, very good looking. Mm-hmm. I was a little confused why he was there. I was like, is he his personal assistant? Which, if that's the case, I understand, because I guess technically I'm going to be way too boring with this answer, but technically this is all work for them. So, like, they're going to shoot a show.
Yeah, right, so he does need, like, I too wonder what purpose he serves other than just for a flex. Because it's like, is he's just carrying, seems that his purpose so far is to carry a cake inside, or carry like pickleball supplies somewhere. Yeah. TBD if he's like rolling call. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is Randall making huge film deals when the camera's shut off?
I want to see Randall like at work. Like, I want to know what goes on.
I mean, it seems he makes a lot of movies, so I'll bet he's pretty busy.
Yeah. Also, the racquetball thing said give them Lala and Randall on them.
Oh, they did?
They had their podcast logo. They branded them. Yeah, they were branded. Wow. And I thought, wow. That was also, like, to get them was branded, like...
It's a commitment.
Did the assistant do it? Did production do it?
I know. I'll bet the assistant probably did it.
Well, I have to say to the all assistants out there, like... He's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. No, like, he's showing up. He looks like, he doesn't look miserable.
Yeah.
You know, that's half the battle in a situation like this.
It's a hard job, so he's doing a good job.
Brock has been out on the courts for hours practicing, getting ready for a pickleball tournament. He does not even come close to winning, which I loved.
Yeah, I have no comment on that. Yeah.
I'm fascinated at watching these people navigate the high stakes arena of parenthood.
Yeah, it's actually better drama than I realized. Mm-hmm. I was nervous I was going to be bored.
No, it's like, it really is interesting because, like, we find out kind of their philosophies on help, and that is just a cool glimpse.
And that's going to be intense drama because, like, you could make stupid drama about, like, I don't know, even sleeping with someone. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, parenting, like, you don't fuck with that.
No, people get, like, so crazed about it.
Yeah, and I know that there's going to be someone who's going to accuse the other person of being a bad parent eventually.
Oh, definitely. Or just, like out of touch or whatever. I mean, Sheena's kind of starts it by the end of this episode, but we'll get there. Yeah. Lala's putting on a show of, like, screaming and being a sore loser. And I think she's... My theory now is that she's just, like, acting a certain way for the cameras.
Yeah.
Because she knows, like, being a bitch will get her, will make it more juicy. But I wish that she wouldn't do that and just give us Lala.
I know. I think just this season and last season and the season before, they're becoming so produced.
Mm-hmm.
For, I think, obvious reasons as well, because they're too self-aware, these people.
Yeah.
Of the fact. But, like, yeah, Lala needs to... And Lala brings drama, naturally.
She does. She's compelling to watch, whether she's being a bitch or not. Like, the thing that switched me was when she and Rand are talking before they go to the pickleball thing, and she's like, can you not argue with me right now? Like, kind of dressing him down, and the expression on his face was one of, like, awe and laughter, where I was like, oh, this is, like, a joke that she's, like, gonna be, like, his bitch wife in the scene, and, like, he's, like, getting a kick out of it. This is not, like, their real dynamic.
I do love watching them, like, regardless if it's their real dynamic. I love to seeing the two of them together because
I know. I would watch a spinoff of them.
Yeah. 100%. Give them Lala.
Give
and
us
Randall.
Lala and Rand.
Yeah.
Katie's misery at the courts is the ultimate comedy to me.
I feel like if they had to put, like, a trope for a character, it's always her being miserable.
Mm-hmm. It's very Eeyore vibes, but I'm also, it's just like forcing her to participate in games is something I know that she never saw coming.
Never.
And so it's, like, incredible to, like, watch her try and navigate the fact that she, like, has to play pickleball.
Oh my God, I want to see her playing, like, Twister.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there will be many more games and, like, dress up things.
I hope. It also made me realize how much I hate games.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be... I don't like an organized game type of thing. Like, I'd love to be in the summer house, but I wouldn't like it. Like, during COVID when they had to play all sorts of, like, long games, I'm like, no, I don't like to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like, you know that, like, don't you have that friend that's always like, let's play a game right now? And it's like let's pull out cards and stuff. I'm like,
I like to watch people play games.
Yeah.
Like I like watching people play like Jenga or something like that. But I don't love, like, I'm also not like a big person who wants to like dress up in a themed thing. Like I don't mind if other people do, but it's just not, it's not my sweet spot.
I agree.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
When Tom Sandoval like sneaks off and called a woman named Brittany, I literally thought he was calling Brittany Cartwright.
Oh my God. I want them to bring them up. Can't they bring them up? They showed Jackson a like flashback, I think.
Did they?
I think in the first episode, it was a clip from like, he wasn't the focus, but he was in the clip. Because they're going to have to do that at times.
You're right. Like they actually haven't talked about them at all. I didn't even realize that until you just said it.
Yeah.
But they have not even spoken of they who shall not be named.
I know, they're like Voldemort in this show. I know. And it's funny because like they do hang out with them regularly.
Yeah, they're all like a bunch of them are still friends. I mean, I think Lala and Rand are like best friends with Brittany and Jax.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Katie and Stassi are still very close.
Yeah, maybe Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly can join the show.
Oh my God, that would be really major.
That would be really neat.
Can you imagine?
Oh yeah.
Sandoval looks really hot helping James out.
Yeah, he's being a good friend.
The heat agrees with him.
Yeah, I like his facial hair.
Me too. It's all like the look is really working this season. And then James DJs by the pool while they all dance. And like Katie's like half-heartedly dancing. And again, my heart just like filled with joy.
She's there to work.
I know. I mean, that would be me. It would be really hard to like get it up to this level of like excitement.
And like a small part, like it's a very small group of people.
It's five people.
Yeah. And like,
do you think producers are like, okay, now James is going to DJ and like everyone dance and have fun? I would be like, fuck you.
Yeah. They probably said, yeah.
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 That is true hell. I can't think of anything worse.
Do you think Sandoval, I know I'm jumping ahead, but do you think Sandoval actually paid for all that stuff for Rachella?
Probably, but he might have been reimbursed by like the production or something like that.
Yeah, because like that's a lot of money.
I know, he shelled out probably like $5,000.
I know, and like they really wanted to show him paying it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that must be worked into some like budget thing.
Yeah. But
maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. It kind of looked fun.
It looked okay. If, like, I wasn't mad at the fireworks. I thought the fireworks were a great touch.
Yeah.
I can take or leave like a sash dancer at all times.
It reminded me of like something if I was in high school, I would be so excited. Mm-hmm. To, like, with all my friends, like after school, like we're going to this event.
Yeah.
Like that would be fun. Maybe that's a very LA thing. I don't know.
No, it reminded me of like, we had like book fairs growing up where it would be like, there were a bake sale and the book fair. And then there would be little like game stands like at a fair or something.
Yeah. Like I feel like I would like really have enjoyed that my like senior year of high school.
It does feel young.
Yeah. Then again,
consider the source.
Yeah.
They all play Jenga and Sandoval has to rap and he reveals he pissed on his fur jacket the night before.
The hypochondriac in me just froze because I was like, I'm sure there's a washing machine there.
There's gotta be.
Yeah. And yeah, I also, those Jenga blocks, I felt really bad because I was like, what PA had to write on all of these Jenga blocks?
Because
someone hand wrote those. And
I know it wasn't just like, I didn't know that there was such a thing as like challenge Jenga.
I know.
So I was like, did they do this? Or no, it was
also
right,
a huge Jenga blocks. Mm-hmm. Like they were like bricks.
Yeah. Again, it's like Jenga for like fourth graders.
Yeah.
Their activities, now that I'm thinking about it, are not as elevated as the Summer House cast activities.
But maybe because it's a TV show, because like, I think like, you know, this is stereotypical, but like they would play Cards Against Humanity or like something that like adults play kind of. But then again, that would not be exciting to watch on TV.
Yeah. And I guess like they are not as many of them. Well, I guess they... There are some sober people in the crew, which there are less sober people on Summer House. There's just Carl.
Yeah.
So when there's multiple sober people, you can't really do like a cast-wide drinking game.
I want to see them play a trivia game.
Trivia would be good.
Like, I want to know their thoughts on like historical.
Yeah. Any sort of historical knowledge is always great. Again, I just keep coming back to Squid Games and I'm like, we need Squid Games. James is asked, out of the group, who would you fuck, marry, or kill? And he says he'd have to marry Raquel because she's the love of my life. And then that he would fuck Lala because he's fucked her before. And I just wrote, poor Raquel.
I know, having to hear that
out loud.
Like, it's all we know and it's like...
And living in, like, Lala's shadow.
Yeah.
For all time. Sad.
And on camera. Mm-hmm. And being recorded.
And then Schwartz goes, you can kill Katie.
I was like...
My jaw dropped to the floor.
God, he has a way with words.
Truly, like... That sums up their entire relationship.
I know. And I don't want to be like a judge of someone's relationship that I don't know. But on camera, it does not look good.
No.
On camera, it is not being portrayed well.
I think it's very what you see is what you get. I'm thinking also back to the times on Pump Podcast when they came on and they would get they got into a fight once on that podcast. So it's like,
oh my God,
always been the vibe of their relationship.
They just love fighting.
They love to fight, but they don't, it seems like they don't love to fuck. So I'm like, what are you guys doing together? Because sometimes, know. You know, some couples, like, they love to fight and then they like
have great sex.
Yeah. And that's like part of their like toxic back and forth. Yeah. I don't know what Katie and Tom's toxic back and forth is.
I was going to say that when you had them over, because I know you've socialized with many of them in the past, who's the most different in person? Like, you could tell they're putting on something for the camera.
Really? Like, none of them. They were all very authentically what you see on TV is what you get IRL.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I think I asked you this the first time I met you. Would you have, you would not go on a show like this or like a reality show?
No, I don't think so. Because I, it's like, there's too much of a variable. Yeah. And also, I think the fans are so insane. And that's myself included, as I literally have a podcast like devoted to talking about these, the people on these shows.
Oh yeah, the commentary would
be. And I don't think I could handle that very well.
Yeah,
like I that would destroy either. Me. So no, I prefer to watch and then
I feel like you'd be a really good host.
Thank you.
Like a
Do you know, I auditioned once to be the host of the Vanderpump Rules after show. That was very short lived.
Well, they should bring it back.
Well, maybe.
With you as the host.
I'm sure the cats would love that.
Well, your Ariana would be super excited.
Ariana would be excited. I can't say the same for anyone else. Sandoval might be excited. Sheena. Maybe not. Sheena, love her. Yeah. We'll see. Now that Jax is off, you never know what could happen.
I really want, I forgot to bring this up. I really want a spinoff of Sheena and Charlie, like taking Miami, or like Sheena and Charlie. And just seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe, or Sheena pre-baby, but...
Sheena, I would love something with, like... Remember the girl Farrah from last season in Vanderpump Vegas? Yeah. She's giving a lot of wild energy on Instagram, and I really feel like we need to get cameras rolling on her ASAP.
I need that.
And I need a Vanderpump Vegas spinoff.
I know.
Where's also Vanderpump Dogs? Remember when that was supposed to happen?
I watched it. It came out. It was on Peacock.
Oh, how was it?
Not good. Sorry.
Wait, how did
okay,
that...
not good. Okay, it's not good if you wanted to watch a show that was like Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's what I went into it not knowing. It was mostly just like that Lisa trying to pair people with dogs.
Okay.
Like it was more heartwarming.
Got which it. Okay.
I'm all for. I think like when I say not good, it just wasn't Vanderpump.
Yeah. You're like, we already have a million of these dog shows. Like, we don't.
Yeah, and it was a lot more staged because of COVID. Mm. Like, you could just tell, like, it was like these people were obviously pre-selected. And, like, I did see one of the people with his dog in WeHo once.
Oh, amazing.
So I'm glad to know that
it worked out.
It worked out. But, yeah, I don't know if a dog place is the most exciting drama.
Well, I think if you're focusing on the people that work there and volunteer there and the dogs are very secondary, then it could be, because those John guys that worked there seemed really messy.
Yes.
And one had a bowl cut and I was into that. But like, I feel like there's too many dog shows already.
Yeah.
Like I love a dog as much as the next person, but I'm not in it.
What do you think Lisa's next venture will be? She has a restaurant. She has a dog place.
She had her, like...
She has a podcast.
She does have a podcast. She actually has really good guests on her podcast.
Yeah, she does.
I
was about to say a gay bar, but...
Yeah, I don't know what she'll do.
Yeah. I went to Pump recently.
How was it?
Very empty at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. but it was a Friday at 6. They put us way in the back, and they were like, we can't book you at 8. We have to have you guys at 6. Like that's our earliest.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Caesar salad, which was actually not bad.
Did it fill up by the time that you left?
It did fill up, but it still was not like.
Okay. They love giving you like a shitty table at those restaurants.
Yeah, they gave it to us very far in the back. And I will say the wait staff were great, but it also made me nervous because maybe they're so great because we're their only customers. Mm-hmm. So they have no one else to come to.
Yeah, I think it's like you're probably onto something there.
Yeah, but I still love the restaurant. I don't want to be banned.
I love hearing that you went there and that the Caesar was good.
Yeah, the Caesar was good and the drinks are good there, I think. You've had more experience going there than I have.
Like, I really would say I never really had a cocktail. I don't trust like the cocktails at her establishments aside from Tom Tom, but I would always get like Vanderpump Rosé whenever I was at Sir Pump.
I want her to like open a place like in Silver Lake.
That would be interesting.
I'm very curious because I don't think it can't.
Silver Lake need, it's like right on the precipice of having shit like that anyways.
Yeah.
Like it's like hipster Disneyland over there.
Yeah, I want to see like what hipster, like hipster unique or.
I know, maybe she would do like an East Side venture or a Valley venture. I could see her doing like.
Like in Studio City or Calabasas.
Yeah, starting a Tom Tom in Studio City. Could make a lot of sense.
Yeah, like near Jones on 3rd in like Studio City.
Mm-hmm. Again, we just give great idea after great idea to these people. I should honestly invoice them.
I know. You should honestly be Lisa's day-to-day manager.
I'm like a consultant at this point for free. They're so lucky.
On her payroll.
Raquel is challenged to give a toast, which she's not great at, which no worries, honestly. It's like, who cares? But it turns out that she deeply, deeply cares about her lack of toasting abilities.
Yeah, I didn't know how she got quite emotional.
She did, and I don't understand where that really came from. I feel like it might be more tied to just like the insecurity around Lala than actually like her insecurity.
I felt bad because it was very real, like the crying and all that. Because, you know, there are some people you've seen on these shows that you could tell they're not really.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, I felt really bad. I also, I've never been obviously on a reality show, but I guess when the cameras are on you, it can really push your emotions.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and so that I'm like getting all like psychological into it. Like
the toast really exploded into like an unexpected like navigation of her childhood traumas.
Yeah.
Then I need to know more. I hope that we get like a deeper dive into it.
I love how much she's grown on the show.
She has grown a lot.
Like truly she's in a good place, I think.
She is, and she's sticking up for herself more. I like to see that. I think
she's finally a regular. She was in enough episodes to.
Mm-hmm.
She's overdue.
Pulled it off. Like she's in it for the long haul now.
Yeah.
She's always been one to watch in my book from the second she walked off the screen.
Talk about Raquel, and you're like my queen. And I'm like,
truly my queen.
I love Raquel.
My queen, my angel.
I love seeing her in Sheena's vlogs too. Like,
mm-hmm.
like during COVID, Sheena was just like living, laughing, and loving during COVID. And Raquel and James were with them.
I love that.
It was so fun.
Sheena's mom and Brock have a lot of tension. I guess because so Sheena's mom has been her nanny essentially, and it's her mom's birthday, and Brock decided to go practice pickleball for hours and like make Sheena's mom care for the baby, and Sheena didn't want him to do that, and I'm just nervous about.
I'm scared.
This relationship.
I'm scared because Sheena and her mom have such a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could tell that they are like so close, and like her mom is her everything. That like if anything happens,
I know it's a hard situation though, because I feel like when you are in a relationship with another person, like that should be more important than like your relationship with family members. Not saying like. Not like if they're trying to like tear you apart from your family, that's like, bad.
Yeah,
but like
doing bad things, but.
But they're like the top priority.
Of course, yeah.
And I don't know. Well, it remains to be seen. It's unfolding. Stay tuned. But I feel like maybe they need a new nanny or nurse. Like maybe they don't need to have the mom be like that person on the payroll.
Yeah, but however, Sheena, as we saw with some of the drama probably coming up, it's a big deal to Sheena to not have a nanny
yeah.
or caretaker.
But if you're paying, Like, it's not like you're saving money by having your mom do it. No. Like, you're still paying someone to watch your kid. So, like, yeah. if your mom's willing to do that, then why don't you just split the time? It's interesting.
And
I mean,
like, when she's doing the show, it's a job. So it's like, you could hire someone just when you're doing the show, you know, and then when you're not working, like, then again, I'm no parent. But
I don't mean, I don't know.
I know. I never had a nanny or anyone to take care of me like that. Like, my mom was there. So I feel very privileged to say that. But like, I'm all for support staff if you need.
Yeah, get the support staff in there. I'm like, want to know. I'd like a spinoff of just like Vanderpump Nannies.
Oh, that would be really good.
Nanderpump Rules.
Nanderpump Rules.
Yeah, this made me like sad for Sheena because I also saw how Brock could be kind of an asshole, and like, I just want Sheena to be happy.
I know, and we'll get into some of the Brock's past and that.
I know,
made me nervous.
Raquel's confessional outfit, the Bridgerton vibes are strong.
Very much. I think Oh, no, I just wrote Raquel. That was my only note. Yes, very Bridgerton. She still looked very pretty, but yeah.
Yeah, she looks gorgeous, but I'm just like, why? Some of their outfits, I'm like, how are you? Why are you doing this to yourself? It's shocking.
I know. Katie had a shocking turn. Katie had two interesting looks.
Which ones? There she has one, her pink dress.
Yeah, there was which I really liked that look. Also, the pour in the background, like her wine glass had the biggest pour I've ever seen.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah. And then the other one was like black and like she had heavy makeup and stuff. It was interesting.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll make a comeback though. But I'm still hung up on her hair.
I knew I was about to say that I actually liked her hair with the look, but I'm sure people will disagree.
Okay, so I think I discovered like the thing that she needs to do with her hair to make it a little bit better would be to part it in the middle instead of on the side.
Yeah.
I think a middle part and then like maybe just grow out those back layers some.
Yeah, I have no idea how to what to say, but my roommate got a haircut very similar to Ariana's. And like immediately we were discussing like how to make sure it always looks like a good fit and stuff. And I think just the outfits.
It's the outfits.
It's all about the outfits, I think.
How did her outfits change?
My roommate or Katie?
Your roommate.
She wore a lot more slim fitting outfits.
Okay.
Because her hair was very similar to Ariana's. I was like, wear something a little more slim fitting. Cause I feel like when your hair is shorter, wearing baggier clothes, it just kind of overwhelms.
It's going to be more dowdy like, effect.
Proportion-wise. Okay. I'm no expert, but that's just my thought.
Interesting. Yeah, I hope that she can have like some hair rehabilitation over the course of this
season.
She's
had the most changes to her hair, too.
Yeah, she's always switching it up.
Yeah, I like her hair when it's really long.
Me too.
Like, yeah.
She just has like long, luscious, thick hair.
She has good hair.
It's maybe too thick to have in a cut like that. Because I was looking as well, Raquel's hair is like a short bob, but her hair texture is very different from Katie's hair texture.
Yeah.
I think it's more fine and thus, and her features are a little more delicate. So it just like lays better. Yeah. But I think it's also a different kind of cut. Katie's hair does like a Karen swoop that Schwartz definitely calls out, which I would literally kill my husband if he said that to me on camera, but we'll get there too. Raquel is deeply intimidated by Lala, and as she's crying to James outside, she goes, "I can't even give a proper toast. What the fuck is that?" And I was like, Raquel, don't worry, girl.
It very much was like reminded me of like when you've had like when someone is drinking a bit and like they get very hung up on something that normally would be a much smaller thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was just how what I felt, but she might have not been drinking. I don't know, but it was a lot.
James even seems like he doesn't know how but to like console
really,
her.
I actually thought he was really good.
Yeah.
Like he was one of the best like Jameses I've seen on the show. in the sense that he wasn't, maybe also because he's about to propose to her, but still, he was just like, I'm trying to help. I don't know what to do, but I'm trying.
He was trying. I like when he goes, he's like, no, you're so good at talking to your friends, though. You're so amazing at having conversations with
I know. My supportive other reaction was like, you're on a TV show. Like, you're in front of people all the time talking. So yeah. Giving a toast. I agree with you, though. I think Lala was a big factor.
Mm-hmm. And just like, I mean, you look at them in Jenga and everyone's dressed relatively normally. And then Lala's sitting there with like her Spanish bullfighter hat and like a chunky earring and glasses. Yeah,
like she looks
really
world.
Good, but I'm just like, you're...
She's in a whole different league.
Yeah, she's just belongs on a different show.
Yeah.
And I think if I were Raquel, I'd feel a little bit out of my element as well.
I know.
So Raquel. Like, you're challenged to give a toast and you really probably don't have that many good things to say because you're really only friends with like 50% of the people that are here.
I know. It's becoming very similar to Housewives where like they aren't all good friends outside the show. And now they're being forced to be paired up with each other.
So when you pass it to Raquel, she's like, well, I'm glad that old friends are here.
I know. Why didn't you even pass it to one of the Toms? Like, the Toms loved giving speeches.
I know. They just want to put Raquel on the spot and highlight her struggle.
Or maybe this sounds strategic, but maybe Raquel has said in, like, privately to them, like, oh, I don't like giving speeches. And then they were like, this will be drama.
Yeah. Katie goes to Tom. She goes, do I look bad? And he goes, no, you look cute. Your hair's a little bit of a Karen haircut, though. And I was just like, God damn.
God.
She can't catch a fucking break.
I know. I'm like, hey, Tom, like, if you're hearing people like get upset with you, don't be shocked. Why? Because
I feel like the tides are all turning on him now. Like, everyone's on the same page. And I have to shout out, like, the early Tom Schwartz haters, of which there were very few and far between, but I know people have come on the pod and been vocally like anti-Tom Schwartz for a long time.
Yeah. I feel like he'd be really fun like at a back in college, like at a college party.
Yeah.
Like someone just to like drink with and like have fun.
And just like he's like a silly guy. He's like just a silly sidekick kind of guy.
Yeah. Or like that person that like when you're going out, you're like, I'll text Tom. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he'll show up and he'll be a good time.
But silly sidekick guy doesn't age well.
No.
There's only one place where they can go, and that's like down.
Yeah.
Into the depths of like divorce and like beer belly dumb. Yeah.
I don't want to wish divorce upon anyone, but I also wish happiness.
Yeah. I mean, I wish divorce leading to happiness.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go through it.
Of course. And what we're seeing on the show, it's not looking good.
Sandoval comes over and that's when Katie says that they need to have a steamroll conversation. And he goes, she's like, now tell him now. And Schwartz goes, man, you kind of steamrolled me. And then Sandoval goes, no, I did not. And then he was like, okay. And then he tries to tell him that like it's actually like Katie's issue that she wants.
Yeah.
And that's when we had the classic line, don't Okoyono me. Please don't Okoyono me.
I saw so many screenshots of that on Twitter today. It's iconic.
It is iconic.
Yeah. I still have notes here. Where is Lisa? That was like my only note for that
You're
scene.
You're in like a 911 need Lisa now mode.
Yeah. I was just like, what? Like, this is truly like, it's like a bottle episode like of the show, which I'm all for. But I was like, where's the restaurant? Where's Lisa?
I guess it is
it's a
weird
whole different show.
To have them have like a big life event, such as engagement. And normally when this happens, they at least FaceTime Lisa, or she's like, darling, I sent you champagne.
Yeah.
Or she gives them a gift of some sort. And there's none of that. So that's kind of strange. Yeah.
I thought she was going to show up. I thought we were going to get a surprise from Lisa.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Like, why didn't she just drive down to Palm Springs and make an appearance? Again, I know that you probably would not have preferred that, but like.
Well, she is like, I guess, having problems with James because of his fight with Max.
I know, at Dantana's, which I also got into a fight with a friend at Dantana's, so.
Is it a real hotbed of drama?
Maybe Dantana's it is. Brings I don't out, know.
Claws out at Dantana's?
I don't know.
What it happened was, with your fight?
Oh, we were just bickering. Like, it wasn't anywhere close to.
You didn't push over a
No,
heater.
Not even close. And I'm being dramatic by even saying it was a fight, but still, like, you know.
An Dantana's, interesting twist.
But their chicken parmesan's delicious.
Yeah, I mean, the food's good. The Caesar salad is good.
Oh, I need to get that next time. Mm-hmm.
And I like an anchovy, so I'm not mad at like an anchovy Caesar salad. In fact, I don't think it's a Caesar if it doesn't have anchovies.
I've never had anchovy before.
You have probably, but you just don't know.
Okay,
it.
You're right. Probably.
It's been ground up in other things.
Exactly.
And then you're like, this tastes so good, but you would never know. That scene with Katie and Schwartz and Sandoval ends with Schwartz going, I feel great right now.
Do you, Schwartz?
He definitely doesn't.
No.
He definitely feels like a shell of a man.
Yeah.
No, it's that reads very clearly.
I want to see a day in the life of Katie and Tom because I'm sure they're going to do one. They've done one or maybe will for like Us Weekly or something.
Yeah, they should do like an Us Weekly or even like the 21 things you don't know about me.
Oh, I would love that.
Or what's in my bag for
okay,
Katie.
I love a what's in my bag.
I love it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like they wouldn't do this, but a 73 questions video.
They should honestly do a 73 questions for every person on Vanderpump Rules.
Truly, they should.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know where they do it at, like what they would like ask them, who would be in it, because they always have like a guest person in it.
They'd be really good. They should do one with Tom and Ariana in their house.
They'd be really good.
They would really, and you know Sandoval would like bring his A game.
Honestly, like just because they're all personalities, they would all be really good on that I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sheena would be the most like a lot.
Sheena would be incredible.
You
could follow her to Palm Springs.
I could just watch Sheena for hours.
You could start with her in her LA apartment and then end with her in Palm Springs.
I know exactly where that apartment is, by the way. It's very obvious whenever they post it.
Really?
Should I reveal it on the pod?
No, I won't. We won't reveal on the pod.
Yeah, that's
but,
not
like,
a good idea.
It's
in Hollywood and it's very...
Okay.
It's a really nice building. It's newer.
Oh, good. Good for her. I'm sad that she left the marina. Because I loved her journey west.
I have three good friends in Marina Del Rey, and it is a drive from West Hollywood.
Oh, it's a total drive. But do they live in like...
They live in the marina.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot for me. I like
near
northern Marina Del Rey, where it's like that ambiguous Venice marina area that's still kind of Venice, but then I guess is technically Marina Del Rey. But once you get into like the marina, I don't understand that anymore.
Yeah, it is really pretty to look at, but driving around, I'm like, what is there to do?
No, where
here?
Are we? It's very like Matrix.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sandoval and James go to secretly set up Arcella. Like, what is the name of this?
Like, Raquel Cella. Why didn't they just say...
Why did they call it Raquella?
That's actually a much better...
Because it looks like Raychella, and her name's not Rachel.
No.
And then Arcella is cute, but, like, Raquella is...
Yeah.
Like, more of the Coachella...
Or didn't even need to have like a cella in it. Like
it does because she, how would you know it's like a Coachella
thing? That's
true.
That's true.
If it didn't have the Ella.
Yeah.
But it's literally on the Coachella grounds, which I was like, good for them. Like they're really doing it.
Made me want to go. I've never been. It made me want to
go. I mean, you're young, so you could still have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would go once at least.
Go. Everyone should go once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sando pays for the whole party.
Yeah, and seemingly. We've discussed that and we aren't sure.
Yeah. I just wrote, wow, what a friend.
Truly, what a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, also, this is a side note, but James's apartment, I looked up where the photo that they show, like, the outside of.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, in Koreatown, but it says West Hollywood on the...
They did that a lot with, they used to do that with Jax's apartment too, because okay. He lived in Koreatown, but they would always say it was like Hollywood or something.
Okay.
So I think they're deceiving trying to throw us. People off the scent.
Yeah, which I get, I can understand why for safety reasons, why mm-hmm. they might want people not to know where.
Yeah, I guess in those big buildings.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit different.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't even live in that building that they showed.
Yeah, maybe. Of. Maybe they're doing a Kris Jenner where they just show the totally different building.
Hey, smart. I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Probably. But yeah, James Sandoval is a really good friend, a really generous friend. Like, I don't know how I would pay him back.
Incredibly generous. Yeah, I don't know if you do pay him back or if maybe that's his, like, wedding gift or something. Like,
have you ever had a friend
pay $5,000?
Yeah.
No. I've had friends be really generous with me, like take me on vacation and
stuff.
Yeah,
but they're included. But like, in, yeah.
Yeah, not just being like, here, let me pay this whole thing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Lala and Sheena's babies have a play date and they're both really cute.
That was really cute. I want to see more of that.
And we find out that Randall just changed his first diaper a week prior.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know how to feel about that, honestly, because I guess I wouldn't want to be. I guess I wouldn't want to be a mom and then it's just known that it's going to be me or the nanny that has to change the kids' diapers.
Yeah, I don't even know how. My thought process on that because I know he's a busy guy.
Yeah. And I don't know what his last relationship was like. And maybe they had an agreement where she was like, I'll do the diapers. You do this. Yeah. Like, we don't know.
Personally, I think he should do more of the diapers. I think a lot of people would
Probably. I love a 50-50 diaper. Yeah. Or even like a 70-30 diaper. Like, yeah. They air. I'm going to have to do everything else. So, like, why don't you just take over diaper duty?
Yeah. It's so funny, the juxtaposition between them and then Sheena and Brock with, like, baby stuff.
It's incredible. And I hope that they, like, play it the fuck up this season.
I want to see so much of that juxtaposition because I can actually understand why people could be sympathetic with both ends.
Definitely. Like, I mean, if you have the means to, like, have the night nurse and take that stress off, like, I guess go for it. But it's clear that Sheena has some sort of resentment against Lala because she says, like, I would never want to be in a relationship or have a kid with someone who wasn't a 50% partner.
Yeah.
And she says, but I guess Lala has a price. And I was like, ooh, Sheena, claws out. Oh my God. Tony.
I know. I think, yeah, I do love this drama because this is like true drama that, like, is not being, like, made up in any which way. And yeah, it's going to get intense. I don't think the husbands are going to get as, like, or the boyfriend's partners are going to get, like, as involved in the drama, which is
this fine. Is definitely, like, female drama.
Yeah.
In terms of the show. Yeah,
someone is going to call the other person a bad mother. It's going to happen.
Oh, it'll definitely happen. I mean, I think that Brock isn't doing himself any favors with that sordid past of his.
I know, it really...
It's a dark relationship history.
So dark.
Like, obviously, we don't know the full story, but he reveals he hasn't seen his kids in 4 years. His wife cut him out of the kids' lives, and I guess she got remarried, and now her new husband has taken over as their father.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is Sheena's daughter with Brock was born on the same birthday as his daughter with his ex, who's named Winter, and they named their daughter Summer, which I thought was cute.
I thought it was cute too. I do love that dig where Sheena's like, I've always wanted to name my child Summer, and they show her give a completely different name.
Madison Marie Parks Valletta.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible situation for those kids, mostly because I don't think it's like doing them any favors to have like a father totally cut out of their lives if it really is like the mom is the one that said, like,
yeah,
don't ever come around here ever again.
And then my next thought was also these kids now have to deal with their father talking about it on national television.
I know,
that was the darker part. And imagine your father leaves you. We don't know all the details, but like now he's going to talk about it on television.
I know. And your like sad story is there for the world to see.
Yeah. And you're seeing him all happy with his new baby and like his new girlfriend, and like everything seems fun on the surface.
But it's really
It's sad.
Sad.
But hey, with certain people gone from the show, there needs some darkness.
It had to be filled somehow.
I know. This is our darkness.
Be careful what you wish for, because this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sheena says, it sounds bad, but there's a lot more to it. Which, if you have to say that about like your baby daddy's life, you might have picked the wrong baby daddy. I'm just saying.
That's like when you start a story and know that it's like, you have no excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's bad, but
there's a lot more to it. Lala can't even hide the like horror on her face.
Yeah. Good.
But Lala is an interesting character study because she's pretty much the only one out of everyone in that group. I guess Tom and Ariana, I consider them in like a different realm. Like they seem like a true like partnership with each other, like equals in the relationship, both financially and like otherwise. Mm-hmm. But Lala's the only person that like leveled up in a relationship.
That's true. Well, also like, yeah, she's the only one who like got with someone who was very wealthy and like truly
seemingly wealthy and powerful.
Yeah, seemingly wealthy and powerful. And like she, you know, has a much more glamorous lifestyle, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, she should be on Real Housewives.
She should. And I mean, you think about even like Stassi, I feel like she leveled down with and ended up with a man who was like beneath her.
Yeah, but oh my God, that was the first time I thought about Bo in a very long time. I have not thought about, because they're not on the show and it's been so long.
I like to like force thinking thoughts about Bo on people. Go.
Oh my God, I don't know. Bo was always someone that I was just like, he's there. I know a lot of people don't like him.
I've never been impressed. I get why they work well together.
I found him to be one of the more normal people on the show, in the sense that, then again, maybe I'm sounding delusional because I can't remember him on the show. No, I'm truly like, forgetting.
The second they're gone, they're out. It's out of sight, out of mind. It's kind of incredible how like disposable the gone ones are.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I remember their engagement in the cemetery. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember his tattoos.
He has hideous tattoos.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember.
They were just like, I just remember being like, oh my God, those tattoos are so ugly.
But, so I did think Stassi had the best house. Actually, I really liked her house. Or at least I liked the location.
Yeah, she has the best house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway.
Sando comes back from like setting up everything with James. And Schwartz is like, where were you? I texted you. You were gone for hours. I was worried. And then Katie goes, see, that's how I feel when you go missing for hours. And I was like, oh my God.
That was so sad.
Like, that's still happening. I can't believe she married this person.
Yeah. And I hate, this is so cynical, but if they do get a divorce and if it goes badly, that'll be good TV.
It would be great TV. But here's what I imagine.
So dark.
Today in their divorce saga, that's always at front of mind for me now.
You have written fan fiction about their divorce.
I have an ever going like story, because I try and like play it out. And today it hit me that like, at first I thought, oh, Schwartz is so passive that he would be great to get divorced from, because you could just take it all and he has like no agency, and like you just take him for all he's worth, move on with your life, yeah, and are a better woman for it. But then I thought today his passivity could actually be terrible, because what if he lawyered up and got just like a pit bull attorney who was hell-bent on taking you for everything you're worth, and he's too passive to like set any sort of boundaries around that, then you're the one on the shit end of the stick. And I feel like that could easily happen. Ooh. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if Lisa decided that she, which she probably would, try and hook him up with like an attorney friend of hers.
What if Lisa is the attorney? Lisa's
Lisa
court.
Brokers their entire divorce on camera. God. That actually would be a great.
And honestly, season. I could totally see Lisa having her own, like, in another world, Judge Judy
divorce
type
divorce court. Yeah.
Oh my God, Lisa would totally do a divorce court, or like something with animals. Like,
you just came up with a great idea for like Lisa's next act.
Like her in like a court, like just her dealing with pet issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this dog keeps pooping on this person's lawn, like they should, you know, someone wants to do something about it.
Yeah, like civil pet issues, yeah, between people. Okay, another great idea. Yeah. Put it in the bank.
Yeah. Quibi, where you at?
Sheena comes running in. She goes, I just drained 6 ounces out of my tits. And I just love frazzled milk breasts Sheena. It's like a really good iteration of her personality and character.
I love Mommy Sheena.
I love Mommy Sheena. And there's like a softness to Mommy Sheena too. Like, yeah, she's more emotional. Like, we see her with, yes, Brock, where she's like, I think I just have hormones. And like, I really feel like she's accessing like this, her like rich emotional inner life, and like what makes her kind of tick emotionally.
She was meant for all of this.
Mm-hmm. And I like have a lot of faith in her as a mother.
Yeah. I bet she's gonna have another kid soon.
Ugh, I would love that. Yeah. Everyone arrives to Arcella and is so, they're just so excited to be on the empty polo grounds with like a teepee and a dancer. I was like, God, the simple pleasures of life.
I know. I probably would be the same way if I had, if I love, like if I was missing Coachella and like.
Yeah. If you loved something so much. I guess I that's know. Like me every time I go to Tom Tom is like me arriving at Arcella.
Yeah. I loved Raquel's reactions to everything mm-hmm. at Arcella. It was so genuine and so you could see the excitement.
And she's really happy and flattered and impressed.
Yeah.
And I was happy for her. She like her dreams came true.
This was a really good Raquel episode in terms of showing all the different sides of her.
Mm-hmm. Multi-layered. Yeah.
Yeah.
James goes to Raquel. He goes, babe, look at these balloons. He's like pointing out everything to her. And he's like, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And like that's like why he had struggles with drinking and like everything led to this grand moment where he's gonna ask Raquel to be his wife.
How old are they? I can't even remember.
They're late 20s. I think like okay. 27, 28.
Okay.
Yeah. So not so young, but still pretty young yeah. to get married.
That's young in my eyes.
That's young.
And
yeah.
to be in LA, yeah.
I know. Like as a young Angelino couple,
yeah.
you got into like
how long
your
have they been
30s.
Together? Like 4 years, five?
I think they've been together 4 years.
Okay, that's not short, so that's good.
Yeah. James is DJing, he takes the DJ booth, and then everyone dances, then Tom comes up to like help him navigate his proposal timing. He's like, I'll be here on the walkie for you with the fireworks. And like, I have to say, for as much as I look down my nose at this whole idea, the proposal was actually great and the fireworks were incredible and I had full body chills.
I was so happy with how it turned out because it could have gone psychotic.
Terribly. Yeah.
Like it could have been just so over the top or so cheesy and it was so normal actually. It was mm-hmm. just like, you know, getting on a knee and fireworks.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah, and my TV kept going out though. Like the Bravo, please work on your app because
please.
The app kept pausing. So I didn't even hear her say yes. I just heard her react and then hug him and I was like,
"Oh my God."
Oh, well.
I love, he goes, my angel, my beauty, and then like gets on, and I was like, wow, I believe in their love in this moment.
You can, it's so obvious how much he idolizes her.
He really does, and I hope that they make it for
I
at least
too.
A little while.
I do too. Like, they're an adorable couple.
They are, and I think if he can get his anger in check, they could have a fighting chance.
Yeah. Who's single on the show still?
Charlie.
Okay.
And that's it, I think. Which is crazy.
I know. We need like a Dodie.
Yeah. We need a Danica, honestly.
Danica. Well, oh, yeah.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Speaking of which, is it Brett Willis?
Yeah. Old Brett.
Yeah.
He is. Old Brett.
I was at Rocco's and he was the bartender and I sent Laura a picture and it was very jarring to see him at Rocco's because one isn't he straight but that doesn't matter because there's a lot of straight bartenders
yeah
but like yeah he was there. I saw him twice.
He is looking worse for wear, I will say. And yeah, very miserable, but reports from the front lines are that old Brett works at Rocco's now.
Yes, so if you are there on a Friday or Saturday night you might see him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you bring up Vanderpump Rules to him?
I almost was going to. I don't.
Probably best that you didn't.
Yeah, because he wasn't like I brought him up to my friends. I was like, oh, he was on Vanderpump. And they're like, I don't know who that is. And because he wasn't, you know, like a
no,
main.
Yeah, he's not like a main
character.
Player.
But I'm happy he's working.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Good to see him still around. He's not like dead from getting in a horrible fight with Danica.
He's staying in the WeHo circuit of bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. And good for him, but he didn't seem like, yeah, he's very muscular.
Very.
Very. And he seemed really nice, but he got me my drinks 3 times and he was great. Yeah, I gave him a good tip.
Shout out to old Brett.
Yeah.
Stay strong.
Stay strong.
Yeah, I have I had chills at the fireworks. I was happy. I didn't expect that I would feel as happy as I did for James and Raquel, but I really did feel filled with joy and love for them.
It was probably the best proposal we've seen on the show. Am I right? Or
yeah, I think so.
Because like cemetery
what was Jack? Was oh my God, Jax and Brittany's proposal.
I don't even remember what it was.
They went to that like fish. They went to that Malibu. It's not Malibu Seafood, but it's the one like right on the county line.
Yeah.
That has porta potties.
Yeah.
And I've been there once and the food was bad, but they love it there. And then he pretended they could see a dolphin from there.
I know.
His proposal was so awful.
Yeah.
Tom and Katie's proposal.
I can't remember what that
He staged like a fight or something like that. He staged like some sort of argument, I think.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, psych, like I'm actually proposing to you, which is terrible. And at a restaurant in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like proposals where it, like, I like how James took her aside and did it. I don't think it's right to propose in front of people.
Yeah, because I could tell that Raquel thought, like, oh, this is going to be some type of aside that we're doing on the show because the cameras were following. But I don't think she probably realized it was going to be the proposal.
Yeah.
She really looked shocked.
She did look shocked.
Yeah, and then she was happy and stuff. And
just want Raquel to be happy.
I know. And then if she gets pregnant, then it's like another storyline.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, don't get pregnant yet, Raquel.
Yeah, that I'm...
Just give it like 5 years. You have time.
You have time. If you're like 27...
Please, honey.
You have time. But if it makes you happy...
Yeah, I guess.
I know. I'm being so diplomatic.
You're so diplomatic.
I know. I'm not,
love it.
I know.
What a politician on the podcast.
I know. I know. It's so funny. Before coming on this, I was like, I don't know. Like, if I'm talking crap about these people, I'm just talking about them based on the show because I don't know what they're like as humans outside of their characters on the show.
I know. I don't really follow either.
Yeah, but you've also interacted with them.
Yeah, in the past, like, for sure.
You have more backstories with some of these people. So if any of you guys are listening, I'm just commenting on the show, not them as so if I'm saying that someone should get a divorce, it's because of their characters on the show, not them as
and if I'm saying it's a mixture of both. Michael, thank you so much for being on the pod.
Of course. I'm a fan, and I want the listeners to know that this is truly a fan getting to be on the show for the first time. It's really fun. It's fun to be here.
It's fun to have you here.
I know. It's
you
so nice.
You withstood some Tony attacks. And
I know.
We all made it through. Tell everyone where they can find
you. Yeah. Again, I'm not a public person, but I have an Instagram at Mr. M. Shermy. So MrMshermy on Instagram.
And, you know, guys, we'll be back tomorrow with Housewives of Beverly Hills. So I don't know why I'm wrapping this pod up this way. I never do this.
Really?
Never. I don't know what came over me right now.
Oh yeah. Don't you say like love and light?
I say love and light. I don't know what else I was going to even say, but we'll be back with Beverly Hills. What were
remember
you
a stern amount of you guys are listening to this, but remember more of you guys should be subscribing.
You should definitely be subscribing. And if you haven't rated this podcast in the iTunes store, you should definitely do that.
Only
as well.
5 stars.
Only 5 stars and leave a 5-star comment to go with your 5-star rating. If you have anything less, take it up with your therapist because I don't give a shit and I don't want to see it. Love and light. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.